Hi, and welcome to Talking Realty, the podcast where we focus on saving home sellers time, money, and headaches. If you're selling any property, a flip, a new build, an income property, or even the place you call home, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Glenn Witten, 20-year broker and founder of the Ohio Property Group. I'm here to share the endless lessons my sellers have taught me over the years. Talking Realty is brought to you by the Ohio Property Group, a family-owned brokerage where we help hundreds of home sellers save millions of dollars and avoid countless headaches every year. Check us out at ohiomlsflatfee.com and learn how you can sell it. We can help. Whether you're in Ohio or not, you can get our free monthly newsletter along with dozens of free selling tools by visiting us at talkingrealty.com. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss a thing. Now, let's get to it. Welcome to the maiden voyage of the Talking Realty podcast. I'm your host, Glenn Witten. This podcast is squarely aimed at one goal: teaching people as much as possible about selling property. Whether you're a homeowner selling your home, a professional, a builder, whether you renovate and flip, it doesn't matter. Everything we will talk about on this show will center around two themes: money and headaches. With money, we always look for ways to make money and save money when you sell. And with headaches, we search for ways to avoid the avoidable and then deal with the unavoidable. So those are your big themes for this show going forward. In each episode, my guests and I will help you regain control of the selling process. Look, I've been a realtor since the turn of the century, and for most of that time, I've been simultaneously outside the popular club and on the clubhouse dartboard. In other words, the majority of my competitors, aka other realtors, do not like what I stand for and what I do. So you just need to know that going in. This is because our company, the Ohio Property Group, has made a habit of breaking the code of silence and pulling back the curtain on both how the industry works and, more importantly, how it needs to change. For about 100 years, residential real estate, aka selling homes, has been almost entirely controlled by realtors. In today's market, just as in the past century, if you wanted to sell your home or your investment property, you were limited to two basic choices. One, you can go FSBO, for sale by owner, or two, you can hire a realtor and pay 6 or 7% for the privilege of having them sell your home. Then, in the 90s, realtors really put the screws to home sellers by launching Realtor.com. Every year, surveys show that 95% or more of home buyers start their search on the web. In other words, if you want maximum exposure, you need to be on Realtor.com and all the other giant realtor-controlled websites out there. So guess what? If you want to be on those big websites, aka where 95% of buyers start their search, you need to hire a realtor. Realtors know this, so they purposely keep their fees high because they know they're the only game in town. I mean, sure, you can go on to, you know, some oddball FSBO websites or try social media alone, or my favorite, the buy owner section of Zillow, which positively nobody can find. But the real action is on all those other realtor-controlled websites. So as a response to this problem, we launched the Ohio Property Group in 2003 as a flat fee brokerage. Now, instead of charging 6% to get them into the MLS, we help them sell their homes, but we charge a low flat fee. We can talk more about that later, but the point is, we immediately changed the rules in our little town. We started this in Lima, Ohio, in case you're wondering. Now, fast forward to today, and we're still practicing flat fee, but we've also spent many resources educating sellers and ourselves on the entire process. We've learned through experience that an educated, engaged seller is going to be more successful. We know this. So why not support that with our efforts? The only way we're ever going to change the status quo in the real estate industry in the United States is to take control. Most sellers I meet are kind of afraid to buck the trend. I mean, they only have one house to sell, many of them, and they know that 6% is way out of line, but they feel like they don't have a choice. If they go FSBO or list with a flat fee company like ours, they fear the local agents will boycott their listing and then they'll never sell. Now, this is, of course, garbage, but most traditional agents are quite happy to let sellers believe this, and a few even like to spread some rumors. This, of course, violates Ohio law and realtor ethics, but that doesn't seem to stop some of these characters. Either they don't know the rules or they don't care, but in either case, It looks bad for the industry. But we already know that realtors are not above shenanigans. Suppose you've paid attention to the news. In that case, you already know the National Association of Realtors and several very well-known brokerages are under fire. They're under fire with multi-billion dollar lawsuits. The first verdict just happened a few months ago as of this recording. Home sellers got together and sued to get their commissions back, along with a few dollars for punitive damages. They successfully argued that the fix was in locally. They testified that local realtors working together, which is a violation, to keep commissions inflated, and they were forcing home sellers to pay above true market value for the services that they got. And they won $1.8 billion against National Association, or NAR, and these giant brokerages. You can look up the suit here. We'll give you the name in just a second. To put that into perspective, $1.8 billion, that's a lot. That's a lot of money. If they paid the plaintiffs, the people who won, these home sellers, if they paid them $1,000 a day to pay this back, let's just say that that's how we're going to do it, it would take them 5,000 years to pay back $1.8 billion. So it's a lot of money. It's on appeal, so you know, we shall see. In the meantime, a lot of other lawsuits have come along, some class action and some like this first one, just a group of home sellers who got together. But the fire is spreading. And this is all in response to that first case, which was Burnett versus the National Association of Realtors. If you just Google Burnett, B-U-R-N-E-T-T versus NAR verdict, you can read all about it. We'll link to it also. So we'll dive into that story in future episodes. I'll bring experts in. I've got a few lined up already to discuss the impact on home sellers, to talk about how this is going to affect home sellers going forward. Naturally, there's going to be a domino effect. So we don't exactly know what it looks like. I have some ideas, which I'm sure we'll talk about, but change is a coming. Real estate commissions in the United States are roughly 2 to 3 times higher than the rest of the developed world. The United States is the only outlier. So you can't tell me that there's not something going on. Anyway, the internet has completely disrupted just about every other industry you can think of. You know, books with Kindle, cabs, you know, Uber, Lyft, travel. I mean, who calls a travel agent? I mean, I guess there's a few left, but I mean, buying stocks, you don't really call a stockbroker unless you're maybe have a lot more money than I do. Newspapers, retail, dating, healthcare, legal help, medicine, television, movies, education, garage sales, radio, even home appliances. We have a vacuum in this house that is internet dependent. The internet has changed nearly everything in our lives. We all accept this. But in every case, the service to the consumer gets better. Like the consumer gets more control over the process and the cost generally goes down. It's a whole lot cheaper to buy a single song on iTunes or wherever you get your music or pay $5 a month to Spotify to get all the music you want versus when I was a youngster, you would go to the local record store, you go to the local discount retailer and you would buy an entire album, but you bought, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 songs for the one or two that you wanted, right? Now the internet changed all that. Well, in real estate, for some reason, costs have increased with inflation, the cost of homes, interest rates, and yet the service level has remained the same at best, and more likely, and we'll get into this later, has significantly declined from what it used to be. In the past, 6% might have made sense. You know, homes were a lot cheaper. Listing agents had to do all the legwork to market a listing. Photos had to be taken. They had to be processed. They had to be printed. And then they had to be published somewhere. All of that took time, took money. The listing agent had to schedule and pay for all of that. All communication, all paperwork done in person. Right? We didn't have Dotloop and DocuSign and electronic mail. So everything had to be done. If you had an offer, you got in your vehicle and you drove that offer over to the seller's house. And then you spent time with them. When you had a response, you drove it to the other agent or to the buyer and you dealt with them face to face. We don't do that anymore. Everything's done electronically. So print media, which is the other big expense that realtors used to have back when homes were cheaper, print media is almost entirely unnecessary. I mean, you see it occasionally, but most of the agents I know, they don't spend a dime on print media unless they're trying to get more listings. If you see it in a real estate magazine, trust me, they're not trying to sell the home. They're trying to sell themselves. Nowadays, print media in real estate is totally unnecessary. Marketing and gathering information and photos, along with almost all communication, it's all digital now. All paperwork is done electronically, and the MLS, which feeds all properties, so every local MLS feeds their properties to Realtor.com and all these hundreds of other websites out there, they do the majority of the heavy lifting for marketing. So that means, as a listing agent today, your to-do list is down to just a couple things. You gather the details of the property, okay? That takes some time. You take the pictures or you hire a photographer. You stick a sign in the yard, and then you run back to the office and you put the property in the MLS and you wait for another agent to sell it. 80 to 85% of properties are not sold by the listing agent. They're almost always sold by a buyer's agent or some other agent, because the odds of someone getting a listing and having the perfect buyer in the wings, pretty low. They could get it from the listing, but most of the time, the listing hits the MLS, then it hits Realtor.com. All the buyers who are looking for that type of home then ping their agent and go try to buy it. So typically, by the time the listing agent gathers a head of steam with any type of buyer on that property, another agent has already snatched it up. So we already know that the listing agent to-do list is exactly what I just told you. The days of the listing agent bent back and sweating from a hard day's work, trust me, that's gone. This is what I do for a living, so I'm not just making this up. All right, let's say an average home, depending on where you live, this could be way off, but let's say an average home is around $300,000. All right, it's a good number, easy math. At 6% in the traditional world, the seller is paying $18,000 for what we can now agree is a few hours' work. Here at our firm, the Ohio Property Group, we list and sell hundreds of properties each year. So we know a thing or two about this. We calculate that it takes an average of 10 hours per listing, start to finish. That means if another agent sells this listing, the listing agent in a traditional setting collects about half or $9,000 at closing. Quick math, $9,000, 10 hours work, that's $900 an hour. Even if you double it to 20 hours, which is very unlikely. But anyway, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. That's still $450 an hour. Now I ask you, how many professions out there command that kind of hourly rate? There's only a few, but I'll also point out that those that do command $400, $500 an hour, all the way up to maybe $900 an hour, they probably require years of professional training. In Ohio, you can get a real estate license in about 3 weeks. If you really hit it hard, take the online course, you could probably do it in 3 or 4 weeks, and voila, you're a realtor. As my mom used to say, it just doesn't add up. 3 weeks of schooling, a few hours of work, the power of the internet, skyrocketing home prices. When you combine all these factors, it's easy to see that the model is broken. 6% no longer makes sense. In fact, according to the jury and judge in Burnett versus NAR, it's highway robbery, worthy of a $1.8 billion verdict. Now, does this mean every stage of selling a home is simple? Not hardly. There are a number of places where you can and really do need to be careful and maybe even hire somebody, depending on your level of experience, who can help you navigate the process. But there are a lot of patterns in this process, and that's where we live. So many sellers, when they first come to us, they think the process is way too complex and that they have to have a realtor. That may be true. I mean, in some cases, it probably is true. But overall, this ain't rocket surgery, folks. What these sellers lack is experience and training and confidence. I mean, those are the biggies that they're missing. That's the difference between them and me. Experience, training, and confidence. Now, maybe that seller or those sellers don't want or need the experience and confidence and training to do this themselves. That's fine. That's why I exist. That's why companies like mine exist, is, you know, we fill that gap. In the rest of the free world, when a consumer or business person or professional needs confidence and experience, they hire a coach. They hire a professional. Maybe they read a book. They attend a seminar. They take an online course, head to YouTube University, you know, whatever. And real estate is no different. We've sold thousands of properties, and there are very few situations we haven't seen and documented a process for. So let us share through this podcast, let us share all of that knowledge, plus the knowledge of all of our guests. You're going to be able to leverage all of that. That experience, that confidence, that knowledge, you can borrow that. So you can get what you need to go out there and kill it. For our clients, we offer a ton of information called our Seller Success Library. There's a link to it on my homepage at ohiomlsflatfee.com, or head to talkingrealtor.com and just look for the Seller Success Library link. I mean, it's right there if anybody wants to take advantage of it. The cool thing is that if our sellers want to hire us to handle everything, they can do that. But if they just want to put their home in the MLS and leave the rest to them, they can do that. We give our sellers that control, and we're there to help them along the way. The library, the Seller Success Library I mentioned, it has dozens of tools and endless advice on the entire process, from preparing the home to pricing, marketing, paperwork, negotiation, troubleshooting inspections, troubleshooting appraisals, issues landing in the end zone at closing because weird stuff happens toward the end. We don't hold anything back. If we know about it and we've documented a process for it, our playbook is available. This podcast is another example of our commitment to empowering sellers to take control of the process. It's what our entire business centers around. Our slogan for years has been, you can sell it, we can help. It's even the title of our playbook, which we published back in two years ago, in 2022, we published our entire playbook. You can sell it on Amazon. You can get it in paperback, Kindle Unlimited. It's even on Audible if you want to listen to it. It's all there, 300 pages of glory. As we learn stuff, we add it to the library. We'll continue to update the book as well. We also released our first digital course this year. It's called Living to Listing, the 10-Day Home Selling Transformation. It is a two-week course. Well, it can be done in more or less than that, but it's designed to be 2 5-day weeks with a weekend off, because we're not horrible people. Anyway, it's a two-week course designed to turn the place you call home into the perfect listing. 75 modules, if you can imagine, of video and downloadable forms. You can also do them right on your tablet or phone or computer if you prefer, but it doesn't matter. We've got schedules. There's plenty of checklists that are going to walk you through what we consider the most important phase of home selling. A lot of my sellers like to get hung up on the sexier parts of the process, whether it's pricing or marketing or negotiation. And that's all important. It's all very, very critical. But they are nothing, I mean nothing, compared to the money you will make or save and the headaches you will avoid by correctly preparing your home before it hits the market. There is documented proof that taking the time to prep the listing 100% without a single doubt will make the seller money and save them many, many avoidable hurdles along the way. So during the, particularly during the offer process, the inspection process, and the appraisal process, you know, three critical negotiation points. If you've prepped the house by the book, you more than likely will just sail through those areas. And that's where most of the deals fall apart. So either they don't come together or they get together and then something happens during inspections or appraisals and the wheels fall off and you're starting over with the old bruise of, oh, it was under contract and the buyer backed out. Something must be wrong. Oh my gosh. Anyway, check it out. You can check it out anytime. Livingtolisting.com. That's living, T-O, listing. I didn't get cute with the number two. We're not Prince over here. Livingtolisting.com. There's several videos you can preview to see what I'm talking about. All right, check it out. So if you're ready to help demystify the process and contribute to the movement, stick around. We will cover every phase, every strategy, legal aspects, plenty of tips, plenty of advice from the guests. We will have experts from all walks of this business. Obvious ones like appraisers and lenders and attorneys that deal with this stuff. Home inspectors too. We'll have some investors, photographers, anybody that we feel can contribute to your success. We're going to invite them to come on here and share what they know. And then we're going to be that much better because of it. So we're going to also talk to actual sellers who have learned these techniques. We'll give you actionable steps to take and plenty of insider knowledge. We will make you money and we will save you headaches. And if I'm wrong, feel free to write me a nasty email. I'm okay with that. Then again, if you love paying 6% and you like things the way they are, you know, this may not be the place for you. This might not be your cup of tea. Let's get into this process. Let's make some money. Let's save some headaches. If you want to reach out to us, ask a question, tell me how wrong I am, and best of all, share a technique that's worked for you, that's helped you take control of the home selling process, please head to talkingrealty.com. There's a contact link. There's a chat window. You can even set up a one-on-one call with me or one of my team. Our schedule is right there. Nothing held back. So thanks for sticking around. And I know you know this is coming, but please subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you know someone who can learn something from this, please share it. Or if you know a good expert or somebody who's got some experience in this that you feel would be an excellent guest that could help our sellers, our whole community get better, then please let me know. Head to talkingrealty.com and tell us about your specialized knowledge or your friend. That'll do it for today. As a thank you for hanging around, if you do head to talkingrealty.com, you're going to see some of my free checklists that we were talking about and our seller success. So there's no shortage of things we can give you right off the bat just for sticking around. So I hope to see you there, and I hope to see you back here next time on Talking Realty.